The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of January, 2019. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on right now, coming your way in about 5 minutes. The Galaxy S10. Well, it seems to be official, at least according to these leaks. Yes, we've got our first real good leak of the Samsung Galaxy S10. We can definitely see it shows a hole punch display now. And on top of that, we got a Samsung blockchain key store app. That's basically Samsung's native cryptocurrency wallet app. Now, as far as that hole punch, we actually first seen this on Samsung's A8 phones. But now it looks like it's going to be on the S10. Now, I'm sure we're going to be seeing more leaked images before this thing is officially unveiled, but we're going to have to wait till about February 20th. That is supposedly the date we're going to be finally seeing this thing in all of its glory. Staying with cell phone news, we're going over to that other competitor, you know, Apple. Did you open up your Apple device today and went, whoop, yep, got an update? Yes, Apple is releasing iOS 12.1.3, and it pretty much goes for everything. If you got an iPhone, you're going to see it. You got an iPad, yep, you're going to see it. Hell, if you've got an iPod Touch, remember those things? You're going to see it. One thing you're not going to see? Any new features. Nah, this is all bug fixing, which seems to be the norm nowadays when it comes to an Apple update. One of the biggest issues we're going to be seeing a bug fix for, thank goodness. Remember that thing that could impact scrolling through photos in the details view? Yeah, that was a pain in the butt. You'd scroll beyond the first few images and it just became a glitchy mess. Well, that's all fixed now. Supposedly to them. I haven't updated yet. I'm not going to take the plunge just yet. Now, beyond the iDevices, we're also going to be getting a fix for HomePod. The iOS 12.1.3 is supposed to fix those restarts on Siri going unresponsive. When you're trying to give it a voice command, yeah, apparently that's fixed now too. Also for the update, there's also bug fixes for CarPlay as well. So, if you're wanting a smoother experience, yeah, go check it out. Then let me know, and then I'll upgrade. As long as it went smooth, of course. And finally, Twitter. Yes, it's all nice and bright on your phone, sucking your battery life. Yeah, I know, there's been some speculation. Does the white screen drain your battery? Some say yes, some say no. Regardless, I would like the option. And according to Twitter CEO now, we might be getting that battery-saving dark mode option. Yep, dear old Jack Dorsey says that a true dark mode is on the way. Now, of course, other than battery life, one thing it does really help on, eye strain. And if you spend a lot of time on Twitter, yeah, that should help lessen those headaches. Not with what you're reading, just with the screen. Twitter's also, of course, wanting to take advantage of those OLED screens. You know, that have really dark, rich, deep blacks. You know, like the iPhone XS, and of course a lot of Android devices out there. You know, that had it way before the iPhone did. Not to mention, Twitter's kind of lagging behind with the dark mode feature. You might remember Reddit, YouTube. Yeah, they've had it for quite a while. Time to join the club, Twitter. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that is our official website for everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. Why don't you hop on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog and review section while you're there, too. Give us a like on Facebook, see what we're up to over there, and as well as on Instagram, British Tech Network. That is how you identify us. You can identify us on Twitter at British Tech, but the thing you really need to do is come in and identify with other people. Yeah! We're talking about the tech geek world. Just having a discussion going round and round. It's so much fun, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us at our Slack room or our BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.